welcome to Thursday, another beautiful day here in the Think Big Show community, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about the power of camaraderie. JT, take it away.
All right. Thank you so much, Mia. I appreciate it. I appreciate you as well. And I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you, my friends, for coming at us each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on the Think Big Show. Always a privilege and honor. Yesterday, I was talking about the death grip of life, right? And I kind of mentioned how my flight instructors in the United States Navy would have a way to diagnose if we were being too tight in the airplane, too tense, squeezing the black out of the grip of that airplane stick, right? Man, it just got me thinking about my days of flying in the Navy. I don't ruminate too much on that stuff, but I love flying in the Navy. It was so much fun, and I get people that ask me, you know, how was it? It must have been amazing, and the answer is, it truly was. But I have to tell you, aside from flying multi-million dollar aircraft or being in charge of multi-billion dollar projects, aside from being able to go around the world and see amazing things, the thing I miss the most is the camaraderie. The camaraderie. Not just the friends that we made, but the family that we felt like. The laughter. Sometimes the frustrations that we went through as a crew, as a team. That sense of friendship that goes far beyond just association, far beyond a strategic alliance, something that frankly is what I think might be missing in today's society more than anything. A lot of times we talk about the problems of the world, and I don't like to focus on problems, I like to focus on solutions, but in order to find solutions, we have to be able to look at what the real challenge is. One of the biggest challenges we have as entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, people that are working on their enterprise from home, is that feeling of isolation. But what's crazy is, it doesn't matter whether you go to a live event, whether you hang out with people, whether you even just go out to a coffee shop and build your business, there is something pretty remarkable about that sense of team, that sense of having friends, that sense of working on something, building something with partners, people that you care about. One of the most important things you can build in your business is a sense of camaraderie. Very often we think about marketing as a way to promote our business, to promote our products. We want to allure people in, right? We want them to see what we have. We want them to see what we do and fall in love with it. We want to stand out. One of the best ways to stand out is to create a sense of inclusion, a sense of camaraderie, a sense of community within your business. Business and life are a lot more fun when you enjoy what you do and love the people with whom you do it. That's what it comes down to. And if we did more of that, not just in business, but in life, we'd have much richer lives. I'm not talking about rich in terms of financial wealth, because that would come naturally. It would be a byproduct. The most important thing is we would be building a sense of community, that sense of camaraderie in everything we did. How awesome is it when you feel like you're a part of something? How awesome is it when you fall in love with a culture of a product or even a brand? That's what Apple's done so well. That's what Tesla's doing. That's what some of the big brands in the world have done so well, is you feel like you're part of it. Look at any sports team. If you know people, maybe yourself, who's a fanatic sports fan. By the word fan is a contraction of the word fanatic. Somebody who's really in love, passionate with that team. There's a sense of community when a fellow fan gets together. Here in Seattle, we have the Seattle Seahawks. Our fan base is collectively called the 12th man, because there's only allowed 11 players on the field at any given time, but because the fans are so intense, so passionate, so vociferous, that it feels like there's a 12th player out there on the field. We feel like we're part of the team. In fact, the team even retired the jersey number 12 for the fans. It's the only sports team in the history of the world to ever do that. So look at that. How do you create a culture? How do you create camaraderie within your business? I'm going to give you four ways you can start doing it right here, right now, today. And I want you to remember this. It doesn't matter whether it's in your marketing. It doesn't matter whether it's you going out there on a Facebook Live. It doesn't matter whether it's the way you conduct yourself as a business leader or the conversations you have. Strive to build that camaraderie. Strive to build that team. Strive to build that family with the people who are looking to do business with you, and especially the ones that do. Number one, first and foremost, surround yourself with winners and high achievers. Now, this can be difficult when it comes to when you talk about your client base, because there are times where you're going to get people that are going to be amazing clients and customers of your products and services. And there will be times where they're not necessarily a perfect fit for you. But when I'm talking about surrounding yourself with the winners and the high achievers, I'm talking about the people that you do business with, your partners. Maybe it's the people that you associate with, your friends, your colleagues, and especially your mentors. All too often, we tolerate people because we think we have to. We tolerate people because, hey, you know, we look up to them, and they might be doing well. You see this a lot, especially in the internet marketing space or the online entrepreneur space. It really, any industry has this. They have the rock stars of the industry. But sometimes those people aren't all that great, character-wise. Not always. I'm just saying there are times. You know, there's always those bozos in every single industry that people can't stand. Overinflated egos. Overstated results, people that treat others like crap. And it happens a lot. But still, those people can sometimes be placed on a pedestal. We love them for their results, but we don't even think about their character. The question is why? Why surround ourselves and tolerate people just because we think we have to or because everybody else does? Camaraderie is about being around people that you truly enjoy, people that line up with your values. People who at the character level are the kind of people you would want to spend the rest of your time with. Not necessarily every day of your life, but the time that you spend in the moment with them. Perhaps it's time to get to know other folks better. Perhaps it's time to start putting ourselves out there so others can get to know us. If we surround ourselves with winners and high achievers, and if we hold a high standard for that, which means we have to be the example. Okay, it's one thing to say, here's my laundry list of characteristics. This is what I expect from my business partners. This is what I expect from my romantic partners or my life partners. It's another thing to live those character values. It's another thing to live those character traits. We have to be the example if we expect others to come to us and exhibit those same values. Next is we got to connect on something bigger than ourselves. It's very easy, especially if you're a solopreneur, to be the personality behind your brand. It's very easy to think it's all about us because that's what people buy. I've said it many times. They don't buy your products and services. They buy you. But let's take a step back and make it about them. See your role as vital, but the whole thing is not about you. Your role is to be the facilitator for the breakthrough, the facilitator of the change, the facilitator of whatever it is they're looking to create in their own lives. They're coming to you because they have challenges, because they have pains, they have concerns, they have dreams. And perhaps they just haven't figured out how to build that bridge from where they are to where they really want to be. And that's your role. But see, when we think about how can we help them build that bridge and then walk across that bridge with them shoulder to shoulder, then suddenly it becomes more collaborative. It's not just about us putting our message out there and trying to show what great people we are or how we can be the answer. It's about us being the conduit for the answer for them, allowing them to change their own lives. Remember, we can't change anybody's life. Nobody can change your life for you. Nobody can change anybody's life for themselves, except we can change it for ourselves. They can change it for themselves. This is what I'm talking about by connecting to something bigger than ourselves. It's not just about making money. It's not just about a vehicle that we can use to retire our spouse or put our kids through school or to have the life of our dreams. This is about connecting to something bigger, a purpose that allows us to help other people. And that's something pretty powerful, something to be proud of, and something to build. Third, we want to give and receive. Always be giving and always see yourself as a vital contributor. Here's something that's really important. I was listening to a friend of mine talk about this They were talking about how, you know, listen, it's about them. It's always about the customer. How can we help the customer do well? And I'm thinking to myself, that's awesome. But there's another part where even though I was just talking about connecting to something bigger and making it about your team or making it about other people, there's a part where you have to see your own value as well. You're building this, right? You're the visionary. You're the person that had the courage to go out there and do it. So give yourself some credit there. Don't forget that you're a pivotal piece in this. You're the centerpiece. And what makes it all go is your ability to show up each and every single day and make it happen. You are a contributor in this. So yes, your team is important, but there would be no team without you. Yes, your customers and clients are important, but there would be no customers, there would be no clients, because there would be no solutions if there wasn't you. Be willing to receive the good stuff, too. Be willing to receive whatever's coming your way because of your hard work. Don't be ashamed. Don't be one of those people that hides away or shies away from the success. Take those results, be proud of them, and be proud of yourself for being the person that built that. And finally, grow and expand. Keep it to a select few. Open your doors. Open your mind, open your heart to other like-minded folks who can and will keep that vibe alive. You want to find those people that will evangelize your message, evangelize your vision, because they feel like they're part of it. That's what I'm talking about. When we talk about camaraderie, it's a sense of family. It's a sense of belonging. It's something bigger than just being a customer and a buyer. It's about being a part of the culture, right? It's about being part of everything you do. And so today and every single day, it's not just about building your brand. I want you to go out there and build a movement. See yourself as that kind of a person. You have something to share, my friends. Listen, you have tremendous value. Every single one of us does. And I can walk into a room and I can feel it. Sometimes it's untapped potential. Sometimes it's unrealized value. Some people just don't know it yet. But every single person on the planet has it, including and especially you. The question is, what are you doing to share that? What are you doing every single day to act as a magnet to pull those amazing, like-minded, remarkable people that are all around you right now today, bring them into your life? Sometimes they might be team members. Sometimes they might be customers and clients. They might just evangelize your message, your brand, whatever. Sometimes they're just going to be big fans, and that's okay. The idea is be the kind of person that people would love to be around, do business with, listen to, learn from. And when you do, not only will you build that camaraderie, you'll build the community. You literally will build a movement. You can do it. It's one thing that you will find that will be an amazing accomplishment and a huge sense of fulfillment when you create something that people can really latch onto, really believe in, and allow it to use it to change their life. And so today and every single day, surround yourself with the winners and the high achievers everywhere. Connect to something bigger than yourself. Make it about your team. Make it about your customers, clients. But remember that there's a part of you that you are the contributor. You're the visionary. You're the person that's making all this go. So receive the good stuff that comes at you too. It's one thing to make it about other people. It's another thing to remember how important and vital you are, how much value you have, and how valuable you are to the world. Don't forget that part. And then grow and expand. Don't just keep it to the people around you that are celebrating you quietly. Expand your message. Get it out there big, bold, and proud. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you stand for. Be proud of what you do. Okay, my friends, get out there and make it happen. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. Mia, take it away.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers to you and your business through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Also, you can get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as the updates to the Think Big Network community by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Thank you for tuning in live, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.